and welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, its Area Director for Greater Philadelphia, Mary Ann Murtha. And Mary Ann, welcome.
Good morning, Laura. Thank you for having us on the show this morning.
Well, before the show began, we were talking about, I had just seen Kat Ulbrich, who is your counterpart for Delaware. She's been on the show. And we just did a show about the foundation and your work in suicide prevention and for the promotion of mental health. And that was before this current terrible crisis where we're all now experiencing isolation. We're shutting ourselves up. And so I want to get to, let's talk about your mission and why the AFSP is so concerned right now.
Our mission centers around raising awareness around suicide prevention, as well as breaking the stigma around mental health issues. And we do that through education, whether that be schools or organizations. We even go to workplace. So we're out in our communities touching as many people as we can to raise that awareness and help bring hope. We touch our survivors of suicide, become isolated. It is a different type of grief. And we're there with resources to help them to understand what their journey is like. We have volunteers that are trained to reach out to someone that has lost and doesn't just know how to navigate that journey. We connect those survivors with the different groups that host survivor support groups throughout the Delaware Valley. That's our mission. We also do lots of research nationwide and locally. Some of the universities that are involved in our research are University of Pennsylvania, Jefferson, CHOP. All of these researchers come together to help us understand what are the factors, what are the warning signs, where are they coming from, how do we mitigate and engage people who are struggling and how we can help them move through it. And the last area, not that it's last, but of the four, we actually work in public policy. We work with our legislators. We have field advocates. We actually schedule, we just had it canceled, unfortunately, but we were scheduled to go to Harrisburg on April 7th to talk to the local legislators about the mental health issues and the bills that we're looking to pass. Recently, you may have heard that the 1-800 number is going to a 3-digit number. So just like you would call 911 if someone was having a heart attack, you now can call 988 where you can get mental health support. That is being worked on in the state of Pennsylvania. But we were very instrumental in helping the helpline get that through with our advocacy, our policy, our public policy advocates. And we have an office in D.C. that they're there working with all of the politicians to say this is as important as our physical health.
You do research. So obviously you're looking into what leads to mental health issues that can lead to a suicide. And here we are in these unprecedented times. I mean, for a lot of people, they've never experienced, well, most of us, none of us have experienced this. But this is the first time that as a society, a lot of people are going through this kind of an issue. Some people still remember World War II incidents. Others remember after 9/11 when things were canceled. But nobody has experienced this before. And I'm saying this very poorly, but how is this triggering factors that you might have already identified?
We are looking at, you know, we talk about self-care all the time, mind, body, soul. So we have come together collectively as a national organization to communicate with all of our communities across the country through resources that are available, sending out messages through social media, through emails, through we actually had, you know, we were on CNN talking about what can you do in this moment where there's so much uncertainty. And there are five areas that we talk to everyone about and have been, and that is separate what's in your control and not what is not. And that looks different for everyone. We're all individuals. So there are certain things that are kind of goes without saying. Wash your hands and wash them. Sing happy birthday to yourself twice, and you really scrub them down. Remind others to wash their hands. Eat healthy. Go outside. Run, bike. Just connect with nature, even though you may not be connecting with crowds. Exercise, that always helps. Do what makes you feel a sense of safety. Again, this is different for everyone, but it is important not to compare yourself to others. I like to connect with my family. I like to read. I like to go outside and just sit in my backyard and meditate and listen to the sounds of nature, and that centers me. So do what's best for you. Listen to your heart. Listen to your intuition and take that as your guide.
But now, having control over what you can, now for me, now how does that work though, if you already, though, someone with OCD or people who have problems with compulsive behavior? Control is a scary word to say.
it certainly is, you're right. I would say, reach out to others, reach out to your mental health professional or your trusted advisor to talk through those moments of complete anxiety. Engage your mental health provider and have them, I know that some mental health providers are doing online consultations. Use the resources that we have today, and not everybody has access to, maybe a computer or the internet, but use the phone. Reach out to someone that might be able to help you with those resources and those computer or your electronic devices, so that you are connecting with someone that can help you talk through that. Talk therapy is always, in any case, whether now or at any time that you experience stress or anxiety, is always the best to get out of your head. I currently have a new app. It's called Headspace. It's free. I'm using that to meditate, and it's taking me through some of the practices I know, but I, in this time, have maybe fallen off or regressed back into a time of not being so centered. So, and just taking a walk, get away from it, turn off the news. Sorry, Laura.
I think we're all listening to Broadway show tunes and playing more games of
board
dominoes
games.
Reading. Yeah.
So just try to stay with someone that understands your struggles and helps guide you through that.
You do have this wonderful list of things to do during this time. But when we get through all of this, these are still great tips for protecting your mental health. So maybe we should first have a discussion about mental health to begin with, and what constitutes a healthy attitude or a healthy outlook. Because we all know 1 in 5 of us is going to have a mental health concern at some point in our life. And it might be postpartum depression. It could be seasonal problems. Mental health covers a big, wide
description. It does. It can be anything from, as you say, you struggle with a mental health disorder. It can be postpartum depression, which happens to moms right after having children, and not wanting to identify that, feeling like there's something wrong with you and you don't want to say that out loud because you don't want to be viewed as a bad mom. It can be just a loss of a relationship or a job and you're feeling so sad. And I tell people all the time, everyone has at least one person that they can reach out to that's a trusted advisor, that will listen to you, non-judgmental. Reach out to that person And for the person that's getting that call or having that conversation, what I would say to you is talk to the person in private. Never have it in an open forum. Listen to the story and listen carefully and with intent. Tell them that you care about them. Sometimes it feels like you're isolated. No one cares about you, whether we're being told to isolate now because of this virus or just because of our circumstances. So make sure that you reinforce how much you care about them.
Does it hurt to just say, are you doing okay? Does it hurt to say, are you feeling like you may do harm to yourself? Are you putting an idea into somebody's head?
You should ask directly if they are thinking about suicide or harming others. That helps. It breaks the silence, if you will. Talk about it. It's okay to talk about it because no one is alone.
Do you think that we are going to break the silence thanks to this? Are we going to talk more openly about mental health? Because this is an issue we always discuss, the stigma of it. But right now, guess what? Everybody is feeling isolated and feeling anxiety and fear, not, you know, to different levels. But for the first time, we are all sharing these problems.
And that's the great news. That is the ideal goal of the work that we do and personally what I do. I can tell you that over the past, I started this work in 2011. I lost my son in 2010. And so in that 9 years, I have seen us grow. We've done a walk at the Art Museum the first Sunday of every October in honor of our loved ones for healing, community, coming together. It's a walk of hope. I can tell you that when I first started, it was maybe 1,000 people. This past October 4th, 2019, we had 7,000 people at the Art Museum walking in solidarity and in a sense of community to offer each other hope and healing. And we're talking about it. We're open about it. We're not where we need to be, but we are certainly getting the word out. And American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, along with many other organizations that do the work that we do, are starting to break the stigma. And we're starting to say, it's okay.
Well, with 1 in 5, if it isn't us, we know someone. Everyone knows someone who's struggling in some fashion.
That's correct. And I would say, if you do know someone that's struggling, encourage them to seek treatment. And for some people, that will make them, you know, they're fearful of picking up the phone or going to a mental health because of the stigma, because of the way they might be judged. Offer to go with them. Offer to make that call with them, holding their hand, sitting there, non-judgmental, embracing them, to let them know how important they are. How important they are to you and how important they are to their local community, whatever that be, their family, their friends, their organizations that they volunteer for or they work for. And avoid debating the value of life. Sometimes we think if we say, well, it'll be okay, tomorrow's a new day, that helps someone. Sometimes that diminishes how the power of what they're telling you, because it's already scary to come to you and be that vulnerable. So just, again, I say, listen carefully, listen with intent, offer resources. If anyone's in crisis, call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-TALK or text TALK 741-741, and someone's on the other line, trained professionals are on the other line, to engage that person who's struggling in starting to break it. And it's like anything else. Once you try it for the first time, it becomes healing and releasing.
I don't remember if it was you or Kat who said, you break an arm, you're going to go to the doctor. But if you can be suffering and you will not pick up the phone or say to your coworker, oh, I have a therapy meeting, or I'm going to see a therapist, or I'm going to reach out for help. Just won't do it.
Again, part of our work is breaking the stigma. You know, we talk about our physical health starts at our shoulders and below. No, it starts at the top of our head and goes all the way down. It's our whole mind, our body, and our souls. And if we can get past thinking that if you have a mental health disorder or if you're struggling in some way due to circumstances, that you're weak. I think it takes courage. I think you show immense strength when you speak about it openly and honestly.
Well, there's help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter what time. If you want to reach out, you can call them at 800-273-TALK, 273-TALK. If you are driving along, just pull over to the side of the road. You can text, too, and you're going to get an immediate response. Just text TALK to 741-741. That's 741-741. That's real easy to remember. And again, both of those, you will get an immediate response, someone who can talk to you. And especially today, when we're talking about isolation, who are you going to go to for a hug or a confession to say, I'm struggling? And of course, if you're just joining us, we are talking to Marianne Murtha. She is the area director for the Greater Philadelphia chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. But those numbers work everywhere. They are always available to you. 800-273-TALK, or you can text TALK to 741-741. Let's talk about an immediate crisis. Do you see spikes after an incident like this? I know that there's always talk about after a celebrity dies by suicide. We talk about that. But are there times when we all heard about the Great Depression in 29, and everybody's suffering from a money crisis right now, by the way. But anyway, right. I mean, are there times where this spikes?
Yes. We know that in springtime. So today's the first day of spring, I believe. Suicide does, the rates spike. So it is more important now. So we've got our work has doubled, if you will, in that we're in a time where we know that suicide spikes, and now we have this layered on top of it, the virus, the uncertainty, the new normal, as I heard as I was walking out the door this morning, of how do we manage through all of this. So again, reach out to your loved ones. There are so many ways to stay connected.
But what are the warning signs right now? If we're already in spring, we have money issues, anxiety, uncertainty. This is a terrible little stew pot we've got cooking.
Looking at behaviors. Is someone you love drinking more, sleeping more, not sleeping enough? So that those behaviors, what are they saying? Are they saying that they're hopeless? Are they saying that they don't see a way out of this and there's only one solution for them in their minds? Listening to the words, not just thinking they're moody or they're going to snap out of it. Take it seriously. If you're seeing change in behavior, like they're drinking more or they're taking drugs, so maybe they do have a prescription, but you see that this prescription is being more, they're using it more. Do not be afraid to ask them the question, are you having thoughts of suicide? Do not be afraid to offer to be there for them and reach out to a mental health professional. Hold their hand, dial 1-800-273-TALK while they're there with you and have them have that conversation. Again, let them know how much you care for them, and do this in private. Don't do it where everybody can see or hear.
Mm-hmm. So a change in behavior and listen to what they're doing. Listen to what they're saying and watch what they're doing. Okay, behavior. What else can we do?
Just be with, I know we, you know, I said hold their hands. Well, we can't hold their hand right now, but just being with them. Practicing safe distancing, but also letting them know, asking. And it's not just once. I had a recent situation where somebody, I gave them some of these tips and they reached out to somebody that was struggling and they called me like 2 days later and said, it's not working. Well, okay, a one-time conversation isn't going to work. We know that. Changing behavior takes, I think, 8 times before we actually get it as part of our new normal, if you will. You have to keep reaching out. You have to keep checking in. You have to keep asking the questions. How are you today? How are you feeling? What are you thinking about? How can I help you? You know how much I care about you. So it's always, in this time of unprecedented times, staying connected. And again, we've never had the ability to stay connected the way we do today. So use your resources and make sure that that person knows that there are so many ways for them to get through their struggles.
Well, let's go back then to ways we can alleviate the stress that we're going under right now. And you have five of them.
Yep.
And we started out with taking charge of what you can control, like washing your hands and trying not to touch your face. And we're both, and as we both scratch away at our seasonal allergies. I've got my finger in my eye every other second right now. We go through that. What about, what gives you a sense of safety in a time like this?
And that's different for everybody. I mean, it's different for me than it is for you. And I can appreciate that. But I don't compare what makes me feel safe to what other people feel safe. It's okay if you decided that what makes you feel safe is to limit your interaction with people face to face. That might be staying inside and exercising instead of going outside. Making sure that if you feel that you cannot go outside, and I do know some people that feel that way, being on the phone, calling someone, reaching out through virtual resources such as Zoom or Skype, FaceTime, so that you can see somebody but not touch them. That virtual connection that we can have today is probably one of the best resources that we've had in our history. So utilize it in a positive way. You know, this look at it, how I'm looking at it is, it's a time of quiet. We are human beings, not human doings. So sometimes taking the time to recenter and reassess, it's okay to rest. And I think I'm feeling like, well, the universe wants me to slow down, calm down, reassess, and reevaluate. But when I come back, when this is all over, I'll come back stronger and more centered and more focused. So find the silver lining in this.
Well, one of them is challenging yourself to stay in the present too, and not really projecting too far in the future, especially if you're anxious or scared of what's coming.
Right. So when you find yourself worrying about something that hasn't happened, gently bring yourself back to the present moment. I listen when I get like that. My brother and I just had this conversation, and we talked about how we recenter ourselves. I walk away from the television. I walk outside. I'm not going all the way outside. I'm just going in my backyard. And I sat yesterday morning, and I listened to the birds chirping. And I thought, they're going to be fine. They're flying around. I'm going to be fine too. Let me enjoy the green, the silence, and the beautiful sky and the birds flying around. And that just
focuses you.
Yep.
Mindfulness.
Meditation. Yes. So, you know, if you love to garden, go outside, dig in the dirt. There's no better way to find center than reconnect with Mother Earth. If you love to paint, pull out your paints and express it that way. My biggest, most favorite thing to do is read and read books. I love to touch them. So I pull out a book that haven't read or I wanted to read, and I take, even if it's 10 minutes, just to kind of feel that paper. That centers me too. What is your favorite thing to do? Listen to music, take a bike ride, exercise. Any of those things will help you look inside to find what makes your heart sing and go with that.
Well, we talked about staying connected, and we talk about, we're using social media that way, talking to a friend on the phone, talking to your family, et cetera. And if you can't, you call the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at 1-800-273-TALK, or you text them TALK to 741-741. But that means someone is on the other end.
Yep.
And that means volunteers. Let's talk about one. You lost your gala just a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
You're going to reschedule that. But things, your walks, the campuses are empty. So school events have been canceled. Obviously, you're looking for donations. You need volunteers.
We are. We actually, as you said, we had to postpone our gala, which was March 13th. But we will reschedule in September. If you are interested in learning more about what we do and our work, we have many, many committees. We have a marketing committee. We have an advocacy committee. We have healing conversations. This is for anyone that is a loss survivor 2 years out that now wants to continue their healing journey by helping others on their journey. We give you training. We have an education program where we train you to go into schools to administer our programs. We have Talk Saves Lives, which is general information on what the warning signs is and how to help someone that's struggling. We have More Than Sad, which is a school program for educators. There's one for parents and there's one for students. We table. So if you are having a fundraising event, we will come out and put up a table with all our resources, and we have volunteers that help administer our material and our information. There are just so many ways. We have about 8 committees that we're always looking for help for. So if you really want to get involved, please go to afsp.org and look for the volunteer tab, and you can sign up. We'll reach out to you. We actually are getting ready to set up a virtual AFSP 101 volunteer information sessions coming starting in April. So we're changing the course of how we do business because we're doing more virtual until we can start to reconnect with our communities face to face.
And I'm going to guess that that's going to be vital soon, because when you talk about More Than Sad, and many college campuses have special programming, and a lot of that's online, but now kids are no longer getting that resource. So having volunteers, having people reach out and learning about the signs and possible triggers and behavioral things to be watching for is more important than ever.
It is. And we are putting out on a daily basis, if not once a day, twice a day, what our resources are on our Facebook page, on all of our social media. So we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn. And you can find out statistics, you can find out what programs are available, you can find out how you can connect to us. And we're building that even more than we have in the past, because we know now virtual is the way we're going to touch people.
And of course, it's the family and friends who need to be informed.
That is correct.
And you're the best resource. So anyone should pick up the phone, really.
Yes. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, we partner with that organization. So I have encouraged people who know someone struggling and they're getting more anxious. I've encouraged them to reach out to this hotline to help them understand, because now you're getting additional guidance. So we're available, but so are they, and we partner with them. We partner with NAMI, and there's a chapter in every county. I would reach out to NAMI if you're struggling too. We come together as a collaborative community to raise awareness around mental health as well as suicide prevention. So we're all rowing this boat together, and we share and help each other so that we can touch all 5 counties. And I'm talking about Greater Philadelphia, but these resources are throughout the country.
And again, that number, it's 1-800-273-TALK. That's 800-273-TALK, or text TALK to 741-741. That's the easiest number to remember, 741. And my guest today is the area director for the Greater Philadelphia chapter for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. But everything that we have talked about today applies to everyone. Everyone can reach out, afsp.org online. You can can call them 24/7, 800-273-TALK, or text to 741-741 for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And my guest today, again, the Area Director for Greater Philadelphia, Mary Ann Murtha. Mary Ann, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Laura. I want to tell everyone to stay well and practice self-care.
Words to live by. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.